Total Japanese with the Michelle Thomas Method. Copyright 2011. In the methodology, Thomas Key Master Languages, LLC, all rights reserved. In the content, Helen Gilhooly and Neve Kelly. In the recording, Ashet UK.
Welcome to the Michelle Thomas Method Japanese CD. This is a new and different approach to language learning, a practical and functional approach to Japanese in 8 hours of learning time. Why is it new? Well, you don't have to memorize. There is no rote learning or drills. There's no textbooks and there's no homework. It's the teacher's responsibility to lead you and to be your memory aid. It's your responsibility to do the following. Relax. Listen to the CD in a calm environment. Leave anxieties about learning or other stresses behind you. You can only really learn when feeling relaxed and stress-free. You never need to worry about remembering. Don't even try to remember. This is the teacher's responsibility. You're aiming to retain information naturally. As Michelle Thomas knew, once you understand something, you know it. And once you know it, you don't forget it. It will go into your long-term memory. You will play an active role in the learning process in the following way. In the course, there are two students learning the language for the first time like you. You are the third student and you will become part of that group. So when I introduce a new concept, it is important that you follow it up in a practical way. So when I say, how do you say it? Or how would you say? Then you use the pause button to think about the answer and then respond out loud. When you release the pause button, one of the students will also respond, and then myself and Mickey, our native Japanese speaker, will repeat it, so you will always know the correct version. Let me re-emphasize that you will not be burdened with memorizing language, so you will not be overburdened with vocabulary. Michelle Thomas compared the teacher of his method with the architect of a house. The teacher creates the structure, and then it's for you to furnish it with more words later. This method of learning will give you a constant sense of progression and achievement because you will keep returning to concepts you have previously learnt, building on these and learning to manipulate the language in different ways. This is an exciting, stimulating and self-rewarding way of learning a language. So let's talk about the Japanese language. Of course, it's not very similar to English or to other European languages, but that does not mean it's a difficult language for us to learn. Although the Japanese written language is more challenging with its three different writing systems, the Japanese spoken language is relatively quite easy. And Japanese was a spoken language long before it became a written language anyway. You are probably already familiar with a handful of Japanese words which have become part of our own language. For example, some of the words that we use in our language you might be familiar with. Kimono. Have you come across that word?
Yes.
Yes. What is a kimono?
Clothing, a piece of clothing.
That's right. And karate might not be the way you pronounce it, but shall we have our native speaker say that word?
Karate.
Yes, is that something familiar?
Yes.
Martial art? People often know karaoke, pronounced differently now in English. People say karaoke, but it's karaoke, which is what?
A song in a pub.
That's right. Yes. Very, very popular in Japan, and of course, also became very popular around the world. As well as these words that we've taken into our own language, many of them have links with the arts or the martial arts or more recent trends. Those are the type of words we've taken in. The Japanese have had a lot of contact over many, many years with Western countries, and this has enriched the Japanese vocabulary hugely. These words that they take into their own language are then adjusted to fit the pronunciation. The way that Japanese pronunciation works is that each consonant is followed by a vowel. Some words are also shortened to fit the way that the Japanese say them. Now, I can illustrate this with some of the words that Japanese use, which have originally come from English. Kamera. Would you know what that meant?
Camera.
Camera, that's right.
Kamera.
And a shortened version of that word is Dejikame. Would you have a guess at what that might mean?
Is that a digital camera?
That's right, a digital camera.
Dejikame.
Some sounds in Japanese don't exist in English and vice versa. So R and L in Japanese is somewhere in between. They don't have a distinction between R and L. So you'll get some words, for example, hotaru, which would be
hotel,
where the N sound, nu or lu, is our L sound, and that's the closest that the Japanese get to saying hotel, the l at the end.
Hotelu.
And words such as ice cream. Again, it's been lengthened out a little bit to fit Japanese pronunciation, but it's still familiar as an originally an English word. Another sound which there isn't a distinction between is the HF sound. So the Japanese sound is somewhere in between an H and an F. So the word for coffee is kohii.
Kohii.
And other words that you'd probably recognise, T-shirtsu.
T-shirt.
T-shirt. So again, the T sound at the end gets lengthened out into a softer vowel sound, T-shirtsu.
T-shirtsu.
Right. Let's get straight into learning some of our first phrases in Japanese. There's a phrase, okudasai, which basically means, may I have please, okudasai.
Okudasai.
May I have please, would you try it?
Okudasai.
Okudasai.
And in Japanese, things are slightly backwards to how we might say it in English. You say the item that you want first, and then you say, okudasai. So if you wanted an ice cream, aisukurimu, how would you say, please may I have an ice cream?
Aisukurimu okudasai.
Aisukurimu okudasai.
Aisukurimu okudasai.
And if you wanted a t-shirt, t-shatsu,
T-shirts or kudasai.
T-shirts or kudasai.
That's right. And if you wanted a coffee, kohii, how would you say, please may I have a coffee?
Kohii o kudasai.
And with the kudasai, kudasai.
Kudasai.
And say it again, may I have a coffee?
Kohii kudasai.
And kohii, there's a little sound you need afterwards. Kohii o kudasai.
Kohii o kudasai.
Kohii o kudasai.
And if you wanted a camera, kamera.
Kamera o kudasai.
Kamera o kudasai.
So you see, Japanese sentences like this can be very simple. There's no the or no a, may I have a t-shirt. Simply, T-shirtsu or kudasai. So they're pared down to their simple elements. The item, please may I have. If you want to increase your politeness, because this phrase is a very useful one if you're in a shop or a restaurant, then you can say, excuse me, at the beginning. Excuse me is sumimasen. Sumimasen. Think of somebody called Sue. Sue, excuse me. Sumi. Sumimasen. How would you say excuse me?
Sumimasen.
Sumimasen.
So you'd say that at the beginning. So if you wanted to get somebody's attention in the shop and say, excuse me, please may I have an ice cream?
Sumimasen. Ice cream o kudasai.
Sumimasen. Ice cream o kudasai.
And if you wanted a t-shirt?
Sumimasen. T-shirts o kudasai.
Sumimasen. T-shirts o kudasai.
And if you wanted a coffee?
Sumimasen. Coffee o kudasai.
With coffee, it's somewhere between an F and an H, so it's probably better to err on the H side of it. So, kohii o kudasai.
Kohii o kudasai.
That's right.
Kohii o kudasai.
If you want to talk about something, you might not know the word for it, but you could point at it and say this, that. In Japanese, they have an additional of a group of three, that over there. So this is something that's close to you. That is something that's close to the person you're speaking to. A And then that over there is something that's not close to either of you. And they form a nice little rhyming triplet, the k, s, a triplet. There's kore, sore, are.
Kore, sore, are.
The k, s, a group. The k one, kore, is this, something that's close, k, close. The sore is something close to someone you're talking to, sore. And then the are, think of it as a ray of sunshine in the sky over there, are. So, kore, sore, are. So how would you say this?
Kore.
Kore.
That?
Sore.
Sore.
And that over there?
Are.
Are.
Now you want to ask for this. Please may I have this. The order, this may I have.
Kore o kudasai.
Kore o kudasai.
And that may I have. May I have that? Someone with something.
Sore o kudasai.
Sore o kudasai.
And may I have that one over there?
Are o kudasai.
Are o kudasai.
If you wanted to then say, excuse me, how would you say, excuse me, please may I have this?
Sumimasen, kore o kudasai.
Sumimasen, kore o kudasai.
Excuse me, please may I have that over there?
Sumimasen, are o kudasai.
Sumimasen, are o kudasai.
Now, in reply to that, you might want to say, yes, go ahead. That's quite a useful phrase in Japanese. The word for yes is hai, which sounds like somebody saying hello, hi. Hai. How would you say yes?
Hai.
Hai.
And then to say go ahead, yes, you may, that kind of meaning. It's just one short word, which is dozo, which if you want to try and remember that, it's sort of like go ahead, don't doze off, dozo, dozo.
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 So, excuse me, may I have this, please? How would you say that?
Sumimasen, kore o kudasai.
Sumimasen, kore o kudasai.
And you, in reply, would say, yes, go ahead.
Hai, dozo.
Hai, dozo.
Let's talk about verbs. Verbs is a grammar word that people often sort of know, but they're not sure quite what it means. At school, they're called doing words. But Michelle Thomas felt that wasn't a very helpful description of what a verb is. He talked about verbs as words that you can put he, she, I, they, we in front of. So, I eat, she drinks, he goes. In Japanese, you'll be pleased to know that verbs are very simple. They all end in mas. It doesn't matter who is doing the action, whereas in English, I go, she goes, the ending changes. In Japanese, it doesn't change at all. It simply ends in mas. And you don't even need to say words such as I, he, she, they, if it's understood from the context who is doing the action. We'll start with the verb to eat. The verb to eat in Japanese is tabemasu. Tabe is T-A-B-E. And an image you might like to have is eat a tablet. Tabe, the first part of tablet. So tabemasu. I eat would be
tabemasu.
Tabemasu.
She eats.
Tabemasu.
Tabemasu.
You eat.
Tabemasu.
Tabemasu.
So nothing changes. Tabemasu fits all of those situations. And if you want to say the item that you eat, Going back to お kudasai, please may I have, we had the item, then we had お, and then kudasai. We keep that o tells us the item that you want or the item that you're going to eat. So it's important to put that o after that item. So if you are eating ice cream, you would say ice cream o tabemasu. So we keep the o there just as you had it in o kudasai. And notice the order as well, just the same as o kudasai, item first, then o, and then the verb. So if you wanted to say, I eat ice cream.
Ice cream を食べます。
Ice cream を食べます。
And the word in Japanese for sandwich, again an English word that's been taken into the language, sandwichi, sandwichi. Can you say sandwich?
Sandwichi.
Sandwichi.
I eat a sandwich.
Sandoichi.
And then the little
o tabemasu.
That's right.
Sandoichi o tabemasu.
And if you wanted to say I eat this, going back to our rhyming triplet, the k, s, a triplet, how would you say I eat this?
これを食べます。
これを食べます。
And I eat that.
それを食べます。
それを食べます。
Some more good news about verbs in Japanese is as well as meaning I eat, it also covers the future tense I will eat. So you can say both using that same word. So if you want to say I will eat that over there,
あれを食べます。
あれを食べます。
Or I will eat this.
これを食べます。
これを食べます。
And just to reassure you again, we don't need to say I, you, he or she if it's understood who it is that's doing the action. Let's add another verb. We've got 食べます. Let's have the verb drink. I drink is 飲みます. And 飲みます.A picture image to help you remember it is maybe if you go out drinking, you'll nominate a driver. So, nominate, nomimasu. Remembering every verb ends in masu, nomimasu. So, if you wanted to say, I drink.
Nomimasu.
Nomimasu.
If you wanted to say, I will drink.
Nomimasu.
Nomimasu.
And you drink.
飲みます。
飲みます。
And when we add the item, exactly the same as 食べます, exactly the same with every verb, we say the item that we drink, お, and then 飲みます. So I drink coffee.
コーヒーを飲みます。
コーヒーを飲みます。
I drink this.It's
これ。
これ。Good.
これを飲みます。
これを飲みます。
And I drink that.
それを飲みます。
それを飲みます。
Let's add a couple more easy words. Again, words that have come from English, used in the Japanese vocabulary. The word for juice is juice.Juice.
Juice.
Juice.
And the word for beer, bieru.
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 So, I drink juice.
Bieru o...
That's I drink beer, which is good.
Oh, juice o...飲みます.
Good.
ジュースを飲みます.
And I drink beer.
ビールを飲みます.
ビールを飲みます.
And I We'll drink this.
Kore o nomimasu.
Kore o nomimasu.
And if we bring back in eat, tabemasu, I will eat this.
Kore o tabemasu.
Kore o tabemasu.
As I've told you, mas covers the present and the future. So I do something and I will do something. So we're talking about the future as well. The word for tomorrow in Japanese is ashita. Now, if it helps you, there's a picture image of ash and tar, and maybe you'd mix ash and tar to make a road surface, which would set by tomorrow. So ashita, ashita. But the ta is a short ta, ashita, tomorrow.
Ashita,
ashita.
And when you use a time expression such as tomorrow, put it at the beginning of your sentence. So as we'd say in English, tomorrow I will drink juice. Put the ashita at the very beginning. So how would you say tomorrow I will drink?
Ashita nomimasu.
Ashita nomimasu.
And tomorrow I will eat.
Ashita tabemasu.
Ashita tabemasu.
And if you then want to say the item that you're going to drink or the item you're going to eat, you're going to be saying tomorrow, ashita, then the item, then o, and then the verb, nomimasu, tabemasu. So tomorrow I will eat ice cream.
Ashita ice cream o tabemasu.
Good.
Ashita ice cream o tabemasu.
And tomorrow I will drink coffee.
Ashita kohi o nomimasu.
Ashita kohi o nomimasu.
Kohi. When you say coffee, the ko part of it is quite long. So kohi rather than kohi. Well, we say coffee, don't we? But it's lengthened out in Japanese. Kohi. Coffee.
Kohi.
Kohi.
Let's talk about sushi. Most people have heard of sushi. Sushi is often misunderstood as being simply raw fish, and a lot of people think that they must avoid that at all costs. But in fact, sushi means rice with vinegar. The su part means vinegar. And it's a very competitive business, the sushi making market in Japan. Every restaurant, or many restaurants, have their own secret methods, which they won't share with anybody, to make the special vinegared rice. And it can take up to 10 years to qualify as a professional chef. The classic sushi is an oval of sushi rice, which has been formed in the hand. And then it's topped with things such as raw fish, cooked seafood, an omelette-style egg. So, I eat sushi. How would you say that?
Sushi? Tabemasu.
And
oh, the o.
Good.
Sushi o tabemasu.
Right.
Sushi o tabemasu.
And I will eat sushi tomorrow.
Ashita sushi o tabemasu.
Ashita sushi o tabemasu.
And I will drink beer tomorrow. How would you say that?
Ashita biru o nomimasu.
Ashita biru o nomimasu.
And I will drink juice tomorrow.
Ashita juice o nomimasu.
Ashita juice o nomimasu.
Let's talk about questions. When you ask a question in Japanese, the order of the sentence stays the same. Whereas in English, if you said, I eat sushi, and then you changed it into a question, do I eat sushi? We've then changed the way round that we say it. But in Japanese, nothing changes at all. Sentence order is the same. But what the Japanese do that is different to English is they put a question mark at the end, which is spoken. And that word is ka. Ka. That tells us that it is a question, the word ka. So the spoken question mark is
ka.
Ka.
So if you were to say, Do you eat sushi? How would you do that?
Sushi o tabemasu ka?
Sushi o tabemasu ka?
So, in other words, you're saying exactly the same as you've already said. You are simply adding ka at the end of it. So if you just wanted to ask, do you eat or will you eat? How would you do that?
Tabemasu ka?
Tabemasu ka?
And do you drink?
Nomimasu ka?
Nomimasu ka?
And do you drink coffee?
Kohi nomimasu ka?
And if you were after the kohi, yeah, that's right.
Kohi o nomimasu ka?
Kohi o nomimasu ka?
And do you drink juice?
Juice o nomimasu ka?
Juice o nomimasu ka?
Will you? Will you eat this?
Kore o tabemasu ka?
Kore o tabemasu ka?
And will you drink this?
Kore o nomimasu ka?
Kore o nomimasu ka?
You will notice that the ka tends not to go up, whereas in English we tend to rise at the end of a sentence if we're asking a question so that it's clear it's a question. In Japanese, the ka is already there so that it's clear that it's a question. So generally in Japanese, it tends to stay fairly flat, the whole sentence does, and you don't rise at the end. Although you will sometimes hear people rising the ka at the end, but in general, you keep it flat. Right, if you then want to reply with a yes, how do you say yes in Japanese?
Hai.
Hai.
So if you want to say, do you eat sushi?
Sushi o tabemasu ka?
Sushi o tabemasu ka?
You're going to reply, yes I do. Yes I do in Japanese is actually, yes I eat. You repeat the verb, yes I eat.
Hai. Tabemasu.
Hai, tabemasu.
You can say the whole thing. Yes, I eat sushi. That would be...
Hai, sushi o tabemasu.
Hai, sushi o tabemasu.
Or you can simply say, yes, I do. Yes, I eat.
Hai, tabemasu.
Hai, tabemasu.
So, do you drink beer?
Biru o nomimasu ka?
Biru o nomimasu ka?
And with beer, again like kohi, it's a long sound at the beginning. Kohi, biru.
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 So, do you drink beer?
Biru o nomimasu ka?
Biru o nomimasu ka?
Yes, I do. Yes, I drink.
Hai, nomimasu.
Hai, nomimasu.
And do you eat sushi?
Sushi o tabemasu ka?
Sushi o tabemasu ka?
Yes, I eat sushi.
Hai, sushi o tabemasu.
Hai, sushi o tabemasu.
Yes, I eat it.
Hai, tabemasu.
And notice as well, there is no it in Japanese. So you are simply saying, yes, eat. Yes, I eat. Yes, eat. Hai, tabemasu. Let's talk a little more about time expressions. So far we've used ashita. Remember the ash and the tar, making the road surface. Ashita, ashita, tomorrow. We'll add two more into our collection. We have the word for sometimes, which is tokidoki. Tokidoki. It's a nice sound. Sounds like the tick-tocking of a clock, so it relates it to time. Tokidoki. Sometimes.
Tokidoki.
Tokidoki.
And again, the time expression is said at the beginning. So, I sometimes eat sushi.
Tokidoki sushi o tabemasu.
Tokidoki sushi o tabemasu.
Or I sometimes drink juice.
Tokidoki juice o nomimasu.
Tokidoki juusu o nomimasu.
And again, juice is another long sound, juusu. So we've had kohi, biru, juusu, making it long at the beginning. Juice.
Juusu.
Juusu.
So I sometimes drink beer.
Tokidoki biru o nomimasu.
Tokidoki biru o nomimasu.
And I sometimes drink coffee.
Kohi o.
And I sometimes.
Tokidoki kohi o nomimasu.
Tokidoki kohi o nomimasu.
Another time expression. Ashita, we have tomorrow. Tokidoki, sometimes. And the third one we're going to add to that group is every day. Every day is mainichi. And think about, my knee is ichi every day. Mainichi. So, every day.
Mainichi.
Mainichi.
So, every day I drink coffee would be?
Mainichi kohi o nomimasu.
Mainichi kohi o nomimasu.
And every day I drink juice.
Mainichi juusu o nomimasu.
Mainichi juusu o nomimasu.
Every day I eat sushi.
Mainichi sushi o tabemasu.
Mainichi sushi o tabemasu.
So we'll pull all that together now. Let's bring in ashita, tomorrow, tokidoki sometimes, mainichi. We'll have some questions as well with the ka at the end. And answering with hai. So, every day I eat this.
Mainichi kore o tabemasu.
Yes.
Mainichi kore o tabemasu.
Sometimes I eat that.
Tokidoki sore o tabemasu.
Tokidoki sore o tabemasu.
Tomorrow I will eat sushi.
Ashita sushi o tabemasu.
Ashita sushi o tabemasu.
Will you eat sushi tomorrow?
Ashita sushi o tabemasu ka?
Ashita sushi o tabemasu ka?
And the time expression is still there at the beginning, even though in English, naturally, we might put it at the end, but we're putting it at the beginning in Japanese. Yes, I will eat it.
Hai. You don't say it.
Good.
Hai tabemasu.
Yes.
Hai tabemasu.
Sometimes I drink beer.
Tokidoki biru o nomimasu.
Good.
Tokidoki biru o nomimasu.
Do you sometimes drink beer?
Tokidoki biru o nomimasu ka? Nomimasu ka?
Tokidoki biru o nomimasu ka?
Yes, I do.
Hai, nomimasu.
Hai, nomimasu.
Every day, I drink juice.
Mainichi, juusu o nomimasu.
Mainichi, juusu o nomimasu.
Do you drink coffee every day?
Mainichi kohi o nomimasu ka?
Mainichi kohi o nomimasu ka?
Yes, I do.
Hai, nomimasu.
Hai, nomimasu.
Yes, I drink coffee every day.
Hai, mainichi kohi o nomimasu.
Hai, mainichi kohi o nomimasu.
And when you say the time expression, having said yes, the yes comes first, just as it would in English, and then every day. So, hai, mainichi, kohi o nomimasu. Let's just try getting you to say longer sentences. So, for example, we'll start with, I drink coffee every day.
Mainichi, kohi o nomimasu.
Mainichi, kohi o nomimasu.
I drink coffee every day. Tomorrow, I will drink juice.
毎日 Kohi o nomimasu. Ashita, jūsu o nomimasu.
Mainichi, kohi o nomimasu. Ashita, jūsu o nomimasu.
I eat this every day.
Mainichi, kore o tabemasu.
Mainichi, kore o tabemasu.
I eat this every day. Sometimes I drink that.
So it's every day first. Mainichi kore o tabemasu.
Sometimes I drink that.
Tokidoki.
I drink that. That I drink.
That. Sore.
Good.
Tokidoki sore o nomimasu.
Mainichi kore o tabemasu. Tokidoki sore o nomimasu.
So far, we've been using two verbs, tabemasu, to eat, nomimasu, to drink. We'll add a third one to that now. The third one is mimasu. Mimasu means to look, to watch, or to see. So look at me, mimasu. I see.
Mimasu.
I look.
Mimasu.
I watch.
Mimasu.
Mimasu.
Look, see, watch is all covered by the one verb, mimasu. And again, as it is with every verb, when you want to say the item that you watch, then you put the item, the what I will now call a marker, o, and mimasu. Item, o, mimasu. There's a shortened word that's used in Japanese, taken from English. Perhaps you can work out what it means. Terebi. Terebi.
Television?
It's television, that's right. It's a shortened version of television and also illustrates that in Japanese there is no natural V sound. The nearest natural sound to V is B. So when V sounds are imported into Japanese language, they become a B, terebi. Television.
Terebi.
Terebi.
So I watch TV using our new verb, mimasu. Would be
terebi mimasu,
and we have a little marker that we put
terebi o mimasu.
Terebi o mimasu.
And I watch TV every day.
Mainichi terebi o mimasu.
Mainichi terebi o mimasu.
So every day, the time expression we're putting at the beginning. I sometimes watch television.
Tokidoki terebi o mimasu.
Tokidoki terebi o mimasu.
Tomorrow I'll watch television.
Ashita
I'll watch television.
Yes. Ashita terebi o mimasu.
Ashita terebi o mimasu.
And if you wanted to ask a question, do you watch television?
Terebi o mimasu ka?
Terebi o mimasu ka?
And do you watch television every day?
Mainichi terebi o mimasu ka?
Mainichi terebi o mimasu ka?
Yes, I do.
Hai, mimasu.
Hai, mimasu.
Will you watch tomorrow?
Ashita mimasu ka?
Good.
Ashita mimasu ka?
Yes, I will.
Hai, mimasu.
Hai, mimasu.
You've used the word yes. Hai. Now let's practice with the word no. The word no in Japanese is iie. It actually sounds a little bit like yeah, which of course is the opposite to no, but iie.
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 So if you ask the question, will you eat this?
Kore o tabemasu ka?
Kore o tabemasu ka?
Then you might want to say, no, I'll eat that.
Iyo.
And it's ie.
Ie.
I'll eat that.
Sore o tabemasu.
Ie, それを食べます。
So, you might ask the question, will you eat sushi?
Sushi を食べますか?
Sushi を食べますか?
No, I'll eat sandwiches. The word sandwich in Japanese is sandwichi, but it also covers sandwiches. There isn't generally a distinction between singular and plural in Japanese. There are ways of doing it when it's necessary, but on the whole, if you talk about coffee or ice cream or sandwiches or any items at all, they could be in the singular or the plural. There's no equivalent of an S at the end of a word. So context will normally tell you. So, no, I'll eat sandwiches.
Ie, sandwichi o tabemasu.
Ie, sandwichi o tabemasu.
If you were to say, ask the question, will you drink beer?
Biru o nomimasu ka?
Biru o nomimasu ka?
And you would reply, no, I'll drink juice.
Ie, juice o nomimasu.
Ie, juice o nomimasu.
Will you eat this?
Kore o tabemasu ka?
Kore o tabemasu ka?
No, I'll eat that.
Ie, kare o, kore o nomimasu.
That's right.
Ie, kore o nomimasu.
We learnt to say, please may I have. Please may I have was okudasai. So, will you drink coffee?
Kohi o nomimasu ka?
Kohi o nomimasu ka?
No, may I have this?
Iie. Kore o will I have? Okudasai.
Iie, kore o kudasai.
So, if you asked, will you drink coffee?
Kohi o nomimasu ka?
Kohi o nomimasu ka?
And you would reply, no, please may I have juice?
Iie, juice o kudasai.
Iie, juice o kudasai.
And if you were to ask, will you eat sushi?
Sushi o tabemasu ka?
Sushi o tabemasu ka?
You might reply, no, please may I have sandwiches?
Iie, sandwichi o kudasai.
Iie, sandwichi o kudasai.
The word for sandwich, it does come from English originally, but it's been adapted to suit the Japanese sound. So it comes out as sounding sandoichi. Sandoichi.
Sandoichi.
That's right. So please may I have a sandwich?
Sandoichi o kudasai.
Sandoichi o kudasai.
And please may I have a beer?
Biru o kudasai.
Biru o kudasai.
Please may I have this?
Kore o kudasai.
Kore o kudasai.
And please may I have that?
Sore o kudasai.
Sore o kudasai.
And you're going to ask a question. Will you eat this?
Kore o tabemasu ka?
Kore o tabemasu ka?
No, please may I have that?
Iie, sore o kudasai.
Iie, sore o kudasai.
And you're going to ask the question, will you drink this?
Kore o nomimasu ka?
Kore o nomimasu ka?
No, please may I have that?
Iie, kore o...
And that?
Oh, sore o... Good. Okudasai.
So, no, please may I have that?
Iie, sore o kudasai.
Iie, sore o kudasai.
Okudasai, the o is the marker that comes after the item, so you don't need an additional o. It's there as a marker by itself. So it's actually two separate words. Please may I have something is something o, and then the separate word, kudasai. So kudasai covers please may I have, and the o is the marker which tells us which item it is you're asking for. I'll add one more time expression to our group of three so far. Ashita, tomorrow. Remember the ash and the tar. Mainichi, every day. My knee itches every day. And tokidoki, sometimes, which has that nice sort of rhyming pattern to it that sounds like a clock ticking, linking it with time. If we add to that this evening is konban, konban. Think about a notice up in a pub which says, no convicts tonight. The convicts have been banned. Konban, tonight. Konban. This evening also means tonight. So there's no separate word in Japanese. This evening, tonight, is covered by konban. How would you say tonight or this evening?
Konban.
Konban.
So, will you eat sushi tonight?
Konban, sushi o tabemasu ka?
Konban, sushi o tabemasu ka?
And konban, like all the time expressions we've been using so far, follows the same pattern. Say it at the beginning of your sentence for these short sentences that we're doing. So again, it will not come at the end. The only word you'll ever have at the end of a Japanese sentence is the verb, and then ka if it's a question. So, will you drink beer tonight?
Konban biru o nomimasu ka?
Konban biru o nomimasu ka?
No, coffee please.
Iie, kohi o kudasai.
Iie, kohi o kudasai.
And the kohi o kudasai covers may I have coffee or simply coffee please. It covers both. You're in a restaurant and you're going to ask the question, will you be eating sushi?
Sushi o tabemasu ka?
Sushi o tabemasu ka?
No, sandwiches please.
Iie. Sandoichi o...
And it's the
kudasai.
That's right.
Iie, sandoichi o kudasai.
I'm going to add a word so that you can link two short sentences together, and that word is and. And in Japanese, this particular word that you're going to be using can be said at the beginning of a sentence. So it's not an and that you would use in the middle. So you'll say one sentence and then and, followed by another sentence. The word for and is soshite. Soshite. Think about so it and it will stay. So, so, shite. Stay. Soshite. Soshite. And. How would you say and?
Soshite.
Soshite.
And it has this te at the end, which goes slightly up. Soshite. So, if we start with I watch. I watch was look at me. The look, watch and see. I watch.
Miras.
That's close, but we need the mas sound at the end.
Oh, mi mas.
Mi mas. That's right.
Mimasu.
Mimasu. So, I watch TV.
Terebi o mimasu.
Terebi o mimasu.
I watch TV every day.
Mainichi terebi o mimasu.
Terebi.
Terebi.
So, I watch TV every day.
Mainichi terebi o mimasu.
Yes.
毎日 テレビ を見ます。
I watch TV every day and sometimes I eat sushi.
時々
And sometimes I eat sushi.
So,
do you remember so and stay?
そして. Sorry, could you say it again?
Yes. And sometimes I eat sushi.
そして sushi を食べます。
And sometimes I eat sushi. and comes at the very beginning. And then you can put in your tokidoki, your sometimes, and then your sushi, and then your eat. So it'll be and sometimes sushi I eat.
And is?
Soshite.
Soshite. Soshite tokidoki sushi o tabemasu.
That's right.
Soshite tokidoki sushi o tabemasu.
And the longest sentence, I watch TV every day and sometimes I eat sushi.
毎日 テレビ を 見ます. そして
Sometimes I eat sushi.
時々 sushi を 食べます.
Yes.
毎日 テレビ を 見ます. そして 時々 sushi を 食べます.
That's right. Tomorrow I will watch.
明日 見ます.
That's right.
明日見ます.
Tomorrow I will watch this.
明日これを見ます.
明日これを見ます.
Tomorrow I will watch this and I will eat.
明日これを見ます.
Yes. And I will eat.
It's the and.
So and stay.
そして.
Good.
そして食べます。明日これを見ます。そして食べます。So,
tomorrow I will watch this and I will eat sushi.
明日これを見ます。そして寿司を食べます。明日これを見ます。そして寿司を食べます。
So let's pull together our learning so far. You've now learnt three verbs. Tabemasu, to eat. Nomimasu, to drink. Mimasu, to watch, to look, to see. You've also learnt how to ask for something using okudasai. And how to say yes and no. Hai, iie. To ask questions by putting ka at the end of a sentence. And you've also now learnt different items of food and drink and terebi, television, as well as those useful three kore, sore, are words, this, that, that over there. You're also able to say, here you are, or go ahead, hai, dozo. And just to remind you that mas covers the present and the future. You don't need to have the or a in Japanese. There's no specific plural or singular, so it's either sandwich or it's sandwiches, depending on the context. We've also learnt four time expressions, which are 明日, tomorrow, 時々, sometimes, 毎日, every day, 今晩, tonight, or this evening. And we've just had a go at saying the word for and, そして. So, let's combine all those together and have a go at making some sentences with those. We'll begin with some questions. So, just a simple, short question. Do you eat?
食べますか?
食べますか?
And do you watch?
見ますか?
見ますか?
And do you watch TV?
テレビ見ますか?
And always with the item, we need the little marker. Oh, yes.
Terebi o mimasu ka?
Terebi o mimasu ka?
Will you watch television?
Terebi o mimasu ka?
Terebi o mimasu ka?
So, mimasu, the verb, is covering do you and will you. Will you watch television tonight?
Konban, terebi o mimasu ka?
今晩, テレビ を 見ますか?
Do you watch television every day?
毎日, テレビ を 見ますか?
毎日, テレビ を 見ますか?
Yes, I do.
はい,
And I eat sushi.
そして寿司を食べます。
Let's now add a fourth verb into the group that we've learnt so far. We've had 見ます, I watch, 食べます, I eat, 飲みます, I drink. 読みます is I read. Now, it's actually a lengthened version of 見ます. 見ます is to look, and you add a yo in front of it, and you have 読みます. So, how would you say, I read?
読みます。
And I will read.
読みます。
And I'll read tonight.
今晩読みます。
Sometimes I read.
時々読みます。
All Japanese people love comic books, and comic books are written for every age group. So it's not just something that's for children, and you will see Japanese adults reading comic books on trains, on the way to work, very, very keen on reading. And the word for comic book may be one you're familiar with in Japanese.
Manga.
And if you were to say, I read comic books, I read manga.
Manga を読みます。
And do you read comic books?
Manga を読みますか?
Yes, I do.
はい、読みます。
The word for what in Japanese, the question word what, is nanny. Think of a nanny who looks after children. Nanny. N-A-N-I. Nanny. What?
Nanny.
Nanny.
And when you ask a question such as, what do you eat? Or what will you eat? Or what does she eat? What does he eat? Then you put the what in the same order as you would in English. So the nanny is coming at the beginning of the sentence. You put the marker, the o, the marker that tells us the item, comes after the nanny, so nanny o, then the verb, and then at the end, so that we know it's a question, what do you need?
Ka.
That's right. So, what do you eat?
Nani o tabemasu ka?
Or what will you eat?
Nani o tabemasu ka?
And it doesn't matter who it is that you're asking about, he, she, they, what you say will still be exactly the same. So, what does she eat?
Nani o tabemasu ka?
And what will he eat?
Nani o tabemasu ka?
So whether you're asking what for now or what for the future or what as a general thing that somebody does, the verb is the same. Nani o tabemasu ka? What does he watch?
Nani o mimasu ka?
And what does he read?
Nani o yomimasu ka?
If we then want to put in our time expressions, so what will you read tonight, what will you eat tonight, and so on, then you put the time expression at the beginning. So tonight, what will you eat, would be the equivalent in English. Tonight, what will you eat?
Konban nani o tabemasu ka?
And tonight, what will you read?
Konban nani o yomimasu ka?
And when you reply, You reply in exactly the same order, but all you're doing is taking the nanny away and putting the item in. So, tonight, what will you eat?
Konban. Nani o tabemasu ka?
Konban. Nani o tabemasu ka?
I will eat this.
Kore o tabemasu.
Kore o tabemasu.
And tonight, what will you watch?
Konban. Nani o mimasu ka?
Konban. Nani o mimasu ka?
I will watch TV. It's our shortened word, tere.
Yeah. Terebi o mimasu.
Terebi o mimasu.
We're going to start using the negative, the I don't or I won't part of a verb. And the good news about Japanese is that there is one negative and it covers all verbs and it covers whoever is saying it, I, she, he, or whoever is doing it. Whereas in English, sometimes you say not, sometimes you say do not, does not. In Japanese, it is simply covered by one phrase, which you have already used. You use the phrase sumimasen, excuse me. And the masen part of excuse me is in fact the negative. What sumimasen literally means is it is not excusable. In other words, what I have done is not excusable, but please excuse me, sumimasen. So masen is not or do not. And you simply take off the mas. So if you've got tabemasu, you remove the mas and say masen instead. So tabemasu, tabemasen. So if you were to say, I do not eat.
Tabemasen.
That's right.
Tabemasen.
And if you were to say, he doesn't eat.
Tabemasen.
Tabemasen.
She doesn't eat.
Tabemasen.
Tabemasen.
And it's also covering the future as well. They won't eat.
Tabemasen.
Tabemasen.
And we can try it with all the other verbs. Nothing's going to change. It will always be the same. I don't read.
Yomimasen.
Yomimasen.
I don't watch.
Mimasen.
Mimasen.
And in the same way, the sentence order is the same too. So if you want to say, I don't watch TV, you put TV at the beginning, then our marker or, and then the verb with masen at the end. So I don't watch TV.
Terebi o mimasen.
Terebi o mimasen.
And I'm not going to watch TV tonight, or I will not watch TV tonight.
Konban, terebi o mimasen.
Konban, terebi o mimasen.
And I don't eat this.
Kore o tabemasen.
Kore o tabemasen.
And I won't eat this tonight.
Konban, kore o tabemasen.
Konban, kore o tabemasen.
And he won't eat this tomorrow.
Ashita, kore o tabemasen.
Ashita, kore o tabemasen.
And she won't drink this tomorrow.
Ashita. Kore o nomimasen.
Ashita kore o nomimasen.
And I won't read a comic book.
Manga o yomimasen.
Manga o yomimasen.
She won't read a comic book.
Manga o yomimasen.
Manga o yomimasen.
Do you read comic books?
Manga o yomimasu ka?
Manga o yomimasu ka?
To reply, you say in English, no, I don't, if the answer is negative. In Japanese, just as we learnt for yes, I do, you actually say, no, I don't read. So, no, I don't. No, I don't read.
Iie, yomimasen.
Iie, yomimasen.
And will you eat this?
kore o tabemasu?
And the question word at the end.
Ka?
Kore o tabemasu ka?
No, I won't. No, I won't eat it.
Iie, tabemasen.
Iie, tabemasen.
We'll add a fifth verb. So we're adding to our group tabemasu, nomimasu, mimasu, yomimasu, and we'll add kaimasu, kaimasu. I buy. The kai part is K-A-I, kaimasu. If it helps you to have a picture image, perhaps you're buying a kite, kai. I buy.
Kaimasu.
Kaimasu.
And again, the sentence order is the same, so the item, the marker or, and the kaimasu. That will always be the same. That's never going to change for any verb. So if we go back to our words for camera and digital camera, what were those? What was the word for camera?
Camera.
Camera.
And the digital camera was the shortened version of the
Digima?
Word. Deji.
Deji.
And then a shortened version of camera, just the first two sounds, deji.
Deji kame.
That's right.
Deji kame.
So, tomorrow, I'm going to buy a camera.
Ashita, kamera o kaimasu.
That's right.
Ashita, kamera o kaimasu.
Tomorrow, I'm going to buy a digital camera.
Ashita, digikame.
Kame.
Digikame.
And you need your marker.
Oh. Ashita, digikame o kaimasu.
Although we say digital in English, in Japanese, it's the sound has been transferred as de, dejikame.
Ashita dejikame o kaimasu.
That's it, yes.
Ashita dejikame o kaimasu.
And pulling back in our nanny who looks after children, our what word, what are you going to buy tomorrow? How would you say that?
Ashita. Nani o kaimasu.
And we're making it a question.
Kaimasu ka.
That's right.
Ashita nani o kaimasu ka?
Japanese is a very polite language, and it's a language in which you show respect to people that are older than you, people that have higher social status, people you work with who are more important than you, and people you don't know. Now, this can be shown in the way that we use the masu verbs. The masu verbs are a polite version of Japanese. And if you use the negative masen and add ka to the end of it, you're actually literally saying to somebody, won't you? Which is the equivalent in English to saying, would you like to? And it's a polite way of inviting somebody to do something. So you use the negative plus ka, and the sentence order remains exactly the same. So if you wanted to ask politely, won't you drink beer, which in English we would probably say, would you like a beer, or would you like to drink beer, you would say, biru o nomimasen ka? So you put the question into the negative with a ka. So if you wanted to say, would you like to eat sushi, you would be saying in Japanese literally, won't you eat sushi? How would you say that?
Sushi o? Tabemasenka.
Sushi o tabemasenka.
And then you also politely want to ask somebody, won't you drink some coffee? Would you like some coffee?
Kohi o nomimasenka.
Kohi o nomimasenka.
We could add some time expressions to that as well and say, would you like to eat sushi tonight?
Konban sushi o tabemasenka.
Konban sushi o tabemasenka.
And again, the time expression is there at the beginning. Nothing's changing in our sentence order. We're putting this masenka at the end to be more polite, to ask somebody politely to do something. And if you wanted to say, would you like to watch TV tonight?
Terebi o mimasenka.
And if you wanted to get in the time expression tonight?
Konban, terebi o mimasenka?
Konban, terebi o mimasenka?
So this masenka means won't you? It's a polite way with a polite language of inviting somebody to do something. Let's just add one more word to our vocabulary list so far. The word for a film or a movie is eiga. Think of a gap. So if there's a gap in the market for a good film, eiga, but there's no p at the end of it. So a gap, but eiga, eiga, a film.
Eiga.
Eiga.
So I watch a film.
Eiga o mimas.
Eiga o mimas.
Won't you watch a film?
Eiga o mimasenka.
Eiga o mimasenka.
And won't you watch a film tonight?
Konban eiga o mimasenka.
Good.
Konban eiga o mimasenka.
And if you want to be extra polite, you could put the phrase excuse me at the beginning of this. What was excuse
me? Sumimasen.
Good. Sumimasen. So, excuse me, won't you eat some sushi?
Sumimasen. Sushi o tabemasenka.
Good.
Sumimasen. Sushi o tabemasenka.
Excuse me, won't you watch a film?
Sumimasen. Eiga o mimasenka?
Sumimasen. Eiga o mimasenka.
And one additional word that you might also want to go and watch, the word for concert in Japanese has been taken from English. It's concerto. Concerto.
Concerto.
Concerto.
So, I watch a concert.
Is the O of concert part of the word?
Thank you. And the concerto is the whole word.
That's part of
so
it.
The
so you say it all twice.
So you say it twice, but what you can do in Japanese when you have those two sounds is just push them together. So you'd get concerto. So you wouldn't need to be trying to say them as two separate words. So how would you say, I watch a concert?
Concerto mimasu.
Concerto mimasu.
And won't you watch a concert?
Concerto mimasenka.
Concerto mimasenka.
Won't you watch a concert tonight?
Konban. Concerto mimasu.
Won't you?
Mimasenka.
That's right.
Konban. Concerto mimasenka.
And excuse me, won't you watch a concert tonight?
Sumimasen. Concerto mimasen. Konban. Concerto mimasenka.
Good.
Sumimasen. Konban. Concerto mimasenka.